Slowinski.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You found a morning radio program that sometimes sounds presidential. Other times, not so much. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Read my lips.
Jay Scott.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Emily Hayes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Well, I'm not a crook.
And Rich Thomas.
I am going to be the greatest president that God ever created.
Now make yourself comfortable in that big comfy chair in the Oval Office.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
Here comes 3 men and a lady.
I think that last line there came from the Dan Morris show. A couple of minutes past 8 on News Talk. That's 3 men and a lady with yours truly. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott.
A little breezy out there this morning. It's going to be a cool morning, but a nice day. We're not going to be as warm as yesterday's 79, but we will make it to 64 today. And it should be dry after a few spots of drizzle this morning. Otherwise, cloudy tonight, could be a shower late tonight, low 48. Tomorrow is a chilly day and a breezy day. Periods of rain, high 54. Then we're warmer. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, locally heavy rainfall in spots with 73 the high on Wednesday, 77 on Thursday, a couple of stronger storms perhaps on Friday afternoon as we tease 80 degrees again. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, northwest winds at 15, putting a little bite to the air, making that 51 degrees seem cooler than it is at 8:03.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
You know, it's actually almost wind chillian now compared to earlier this morning. Now the wind's picked up.
Wind chillian. That sounds like a period of time back in the Stone Ages.
Or World War II.
Yeah, wind chillian.
You know what movie I watched yesterday? It's a great classic film. Mrs. Miniver. Starring Greer Garson, it was the Best Picture winner for 1942, I think. And it's all about a family in Britain that is, it starts just before the war. They bring in all the events and how, the, in fact, there's a scene where he takes the family boat to help out at Dunkirk.
Is that right?
Yes. And it's just a really good, soapy kind of storytelling.
How the war affected one particular family.
Yes, and it has its ups and downs. And the guy that plays Clarence in A Wonderful Life has a major role in this film, and he's really, really good. He's an excellent character actor. Almost any movie he chooses to be in is.
And that's 6 years before they did Wonderful Life.
Yes. Can any of you do 40 push-ups?
Oh, Greg, you joker.
I saw this on...
I get a brain freeze after about 3.
A study out of Harvard found that the best sign of whether a man's heart is healthy or not is whether he can bang out 40 push-ups in a row.
No, I can't.
If he can, his odds of a heart attack, stroke, or heart disease are 96%.
96%?
That can cause a heart attack, too.
If he can bang out 40 push-ups...
Trust me, I've had that thought.
96%.
96%.
Well, what a way to go, right? I mean,
he was smiling. When he was smiling when he died.
Oh, the comments, the jokes that can come from a situation like that. Let's hit the traffic
situation
quickly, and then we have a good news story.
As we move into the 8 o'clock portion of our Monday rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing it a great day to be out there today. There are no delays anywhere to speak of. We have a small accident at the intersection of South Court Street and the Southern Boulevard, but that's not causing any problems. You will find a little bit of a delay at the traffic lights on the boulevard. The interstates aren't going to cause you any problems this morning. It's a speed limit ride on 65 and on 85. And there's a little bit of traffic on Madison Avenue as you head into the downtown area. Watch out and be careful there. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Start reading!
Actually, this is a good story with a lot of stupidity involved in it.
Oh?
A couple locked their one-year-old daughter inside their SUV outside a courthouse in Newport Richey near Tampa last Thursday. The little girl's inside. There were a bunch of cops around, and they could have broken a window if they needed to, but she was never in any real danger. None of the cops had a Slim Jim to get the doors open, and they couldn't reach the automatic door lock button with one. I've done that a couple of times with coat hangers.
Oh, we have all done that.
Yeah.
That's some real art.
Did you get good at it? Yes, yes. But five prison inmates were on work release nearby fixing a median in the road. Mm-hmm. One of them just happened to have some experience breaking into cars. Another person in the parking lot had a coat hanger in their car, and the inmate was able to use it to get the doors open while the cops stood there and supervised. But so he did have permission.
Wasn't it easier years ago when the door locks were, you know what I mean?
Like the little pop-up thing? Pop-up, and you could hook it.
Now it's a little more complicated.
Yeah, definitely is. All right, we had a great result with the citizenship test today.
Citizenship.
And coming up, we will have some facts on this National Drink Wine Day.
Yay!
So we have...
Is it that loud? Am I that loud? I'm not even close to my microphone.
You're just loud.
I am just loud. I've always been this way.
We also, now that Valentine's Day is in the rearview mirror, we also have some post Valentinal news.
Is that even a word?
It's a test to see how long your relationship's going to last. Mm-hmm. Not that it's 100% accurate, but my job here is to collect as much material as I can find to kill 3 hours. That's what our goal is.
Really, to think of it as entertaining for 3 hours.
Yes, of course. Of course. And let's see, the turnip guy. And the latest trend in hair.
Oh.
And it could work well for me. Let me just say that. All right, at 8:09, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was a murder suspect shot and killed himself Sunday afternoon. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection to the shooting death of his ex-wife in Sampson. Deputies pulled him over on I-65 and say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. One person has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash Sunday. Montgomery police say this happened at the intersection of Eastern Boulevard and Buckboard Road. Police have not said what caused the crash. And Montgomery police say a woman has life-threatening injuries after being burned Saturday. The incident happened on Delrata Place. Police say a man was also injured and will be taken into custody after his release from the hospital. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend Jay.
Hi, everybody.
Here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro.
Never gets old.
I love the way he moseys into the commercial.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
So as you can hear this morning, Jay has a lot of congestion. One thing that I think that would really help him out would be to go get a bowl of gumbo, even though his preferred dish is the red beans and rice. I think sausage. The gumbo and the spices.
He'll let you do that this morning. Right, he'll let you go get that.
Wake up.
Actually, you know what? I saved meatloaf.
Ooh.
From this morning.
Anyway, if you go over to the Seafood Bistro at 1651 Perry Hill Road for lunch or dinner, don't forget your kiddos. Get them turned on to the things that are great about the Seafood Bistro as soon as possible. They need to be indoctrinated on the best gumbo in town. Yes, I know I said indoctrinated.
That's okay. When it comes to seafood bistro, I got no problem with that.
The kids can have their choice of popcorn shrimp, tilapia, whitefish. You know what? Get the kids the popcorn shrimp and get the dragon sauce on the side. Let them test that out. And
wow. Dip it to have as much as they want or as little as they want.
And that way they can baby step into the world of spicy.
God, if I drink some of that dragon sauce right now, I'd clear myself.
A little dab will do you.
The Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. Find them online at the Seafood Bistro, adacum. You can even utilize the waiter app to have the food brought to you from the Seafood Bistro. Ooh.
Have you noticed a trend? I've been making notes on visual media advertising recently, and I've noticed that a lot of restaurants are national chains and stuff are now pushing home delivery.
Yeah, including, like, for instance, Outback just started it too.
Who did I see? Applebee's is doing that now.
Is doing it now, yeah.
And a couple of them are doing it. Taco Bell, I think, is doing with it free.
With those services like Uber Eats and Waiter and things like that, I feel like, and I don't know this for certain, but I just assume that it takes the financial burden off of the restaurant as far as hiring delivery drivers, yeah. Whatever insurance they have to carry on them for driving, and so on.
But who's
and so
to
forth.
Say, let's say I call Uber Eats and I say, I need you to go to Baumhauer's. And
well, you can't call Uber Eats. You have to use the app.
Well, you know what he means. He contacts them.
So what do they charge?
It's a little...
It's a couple, like...
It's pricey. It's a little pricey.
It can be... I've seen anywhere from $3 to $6.
If the thing is...
That's not bad for a delivery charge.
If it's convenience. They're selling convenience.
I will tell you, we used it so much over the summer in Atlanta when Mom was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was... You know, she was at Emory downtown, and we don't live in Atlanta. There are boatloads of restaurants, nowhere to park. Right. Having to pay to park at the hospital is so expensive, you don't want to take your car out. So we started using Uber Eats, and we just go outside, and that's what we did pretty much the whole summer.
I don't know how lives in Atlanta these days. That just is mind-boggling to me. Like you said, no parking or anything else. Okay, here's the deal, kids. At 8:14, we've got stupid news coming up.
Stupid news.
And then later on, we will have our Morning Maroon nominees, and we've got some good ones. Weekends are always very productive for stupidity.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA, rates subject to change, certain restrictions apply. You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA, rates subject to change, certain restrictions apply.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Hero.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Is Way Too Into President's Day.
Mr. Guy Who Is Way Too Into President's Day.
Some people like movie stars or sports stars, not you. When you want to idolize someone, you say, give me a head of state.
Mount Rushmore is your mecca.
You even made your office an oval.
The power to veto is intoxicating, yeah.
So if you... you see a guy carrying a big stick and a stovepipe hat cutting down a cherry tree while whistling Hail to the Chief, ask not if he's crazy. Ask why you aren't more like Mr. Guy Who Is Way Too Into President's Day, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who's Way Too Into President's Day.
The only thing you have to fear is ridicule.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I don't think this is so stupid. I just think it's kind of interesting. We see national holidays like President's Day become occasions for big sales events. But suppose we go back another century or two. That's right. Close your eyes. Let's. To go back into another era to see what life might have been like then.
Pete, this is Joey.
No,
he's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
I'm sorry, I missed by one button. Once again, we ask you to close your eyes to a time long, far away.
It's ye olde President's Day Celebration-a-thon. In honor of George and Abe, for 3 days, the Bed Shoppy has slashed prices on horsehair mattresses and half off on the thing ye rest ye head on that be soft, but we have no name for yet. And Jefferson's used ox carts, we're blowing out used ox carts. These ox carts have low miles and low splinters. And we also have one used ox. Plus 35% off all whips. At Witherspoon's Tooth and Shoe Repair, we'll sit ye down with one of our certified mouth lookers and give ye mouth a lookin'. And all tooths, be they oak, pine, walnut, and drift, are on sale up to 25% off. And at the Apple Store, you'll find the latest in Apple technology. Juice! Don't forget to bring the whole family by Pewter World to ride the Pewter!
Pewter!
It's ye olde President's Day Celebration-a-thon. Don't miss out, unless ye have shingles or a pox and such.
The latest Apple technology, juice!
Or, how about the company that made those items out of pewter? You could have had an Apple pewter cup.
Pewter World. I love
Man,
it.
Man, that was really good.
That's good.
Give your mouth a looking.
Thanks. I wrote that and...
Apple technology.
Juice. Very good. All right, I sent this story to Goose. I may have mentioned it on Friday, but a study was done, and it says the average parent is hoarding 1,293 keepsakes from their kids' childhood. Just a little follow-up. I sent, copied and pasted the story and sent it in an email to Goose, and I said, would you bet the over-under on this number? She said, way over, which is okay.
Yeah.
I did the push-up story.
Yep.
Here's a guy who came up with an interesting way to connive a free meal.
Sound like a
what?
I know. I didn't know if you meant female or free
I
meal.
You meant almost said free meal.
His brain always goes that way.
27-year-old Stephen Bonzer lives in the D.C. area, came up with a scheme to get a free meal on Valentine's Day. He went to an Outback Steakhouse, pretended he got stood up to see if somebody would buy him dinner. He dressed up, ordered a glass of wine for his date, and then sat there for hours looking sad.
Oh, man.
And he live-tweeted the whole thing. It worked. A couple at the bar bought him his dinner, including a steak, a side of mac and cheese, and some drinks.
How did he get discovered?
Well, he felt guilty enough about the scam that he wound up giving his waiter a $20 tip and making a $50 donation to the ACLU. This guy's an idiot. Outback found out about what he did the next day. They liked his little stunt, so they've invited him back to bring a real date and have a free meal.
I don't know how to feel about that.
He got two free meals out of this?
It's like they're rewarding him for this scam.
How about the couple that bought him the dinner at the bar?
I know.
They should be the ones getting a free meal.
They should get a free meal.
Okay, today is National Drink Wine Day. Here are some wine statistics.
Oh, yay, adult juice boxes.
Our five favorite types of wine are Merlot, I'm sorry, I misread that.
Menthol.
Merlot, Zinfandel, Chardonnay, Riesling, and Pinot Noir.
Pinot Grigio.
Overall, Americans prefer red wine to white. That could be attributable to the fact that studies have said that red wine is actually healthier for your heart.
Supposedly.
Yeah, they'll change that. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, I wasn't a big wine drinker, but I couldn't tell. I remember I had this buddy, Seth Dorfman, who thought he was the expert on everything. You know, Mr.
Dorfman?
Seth Dorfman, New York Mets fan. Lived in Florida.
Reminds me of Kent Dorfman, but go ahead.
He wasn't too far, maybe a few pounds thinner.
Uh-huh.
So he and his date and whoever I was married to then and my newsman and his wife, we all go to this fancy place that has a sommelier. Not the kind that we just elected to Congress in Minnesota, but the sommelier is the person that comes around when they have it like a they look like they just won a race. They have a big ribbon around their neck and a thing. And he's the one that brings you the wines. And when you order a bottle, he's the one that opens it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to do this test.
Yeah. Yeah, you smell the...
They pour a little bit of it in a glass.
Yeah.
And he's sniffing the cork.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, Seth Dorfman could have sniffed a dog turd for all the panache he showed in this little, you know... So phony. And then he swishes it around in his mouth like he's Mr. Savannah. And I know it was total crap. The Seth Dorfman wine test.
Right. You're supposed to look cultured if you do that, right?
Yeah.
It's very pretentious.
It is.
There's a great...
Give me that big green Gallo jug with the screw off top. That's all I need. No glasses, please.
Let me smell the top.
There's a great episode of Frasier where Niles and Frasier are like battling it out to be the president of the wine club
or something. To see that.
It's hilarious.
I would like to see that. Somebody just did it. We had this story not too long ago that bottles of wine that have screw on caps can actually be better now. They're starting to use those. And when you're really desperate to get wasted, you buy a what?
I don't know. Just give
telling
me
you a story from the past.
That's not me.
So, I never had a frickin'
wine
cork renewer. So, I had to use tools like a hammer, and I would pound the cork into the bottle.
Yeah.
But sometimes the cork would get splintered up, so you had to strain it.
You get a little cork in your drink. Hey, so I found out this morning, you know, when you're searching for wine in the stores and you got the $8 ones and then you got the $18 to $20 to $25 to $26 ones. The guy says, when you get to the $18, that's really the better wine that you don't have to go to 40. You don't have to go to 35 and 40. So the $18 wine is really good.
Price and what the label looks like is generally
a lot of
the criteria for me.
Barefoot.
Well, no, not like Barefoot or Yellowtail or anything like that. But looks nice, you know, it's you. They say you eat with
it
your
helps.
Eyes first.
Yeah.
You drink. I drink with my eyes first.
Right.
So
you know,
if the bottle looks nice, roll tide.
Right. More eagle.
Now, how much of this do we drink? 74% said one or two glasses. 13% said three. 3% said four. 3% said five.
Five boxes.
6% said they just drink the whole bottle.
Or box.
Can I tell you a shameful story about restaurant behavior?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
We were...
What? I'm a cup behind on my coffee. I'm allowed to have a yawn. It wasn't in regards to your story.
You want to hear this, Rich?
I do.
You'll be honest.
Oh my God, we all want to hear it, Greg. I was just yawning. I'm a brain needed oxygen.
Now you're yelling at me.
You know what? I'm just going to sit back here.
I don't think my story can live up to the hype now.
Whatever.
You got to tell.
Well, no, this is at the Sea Watch, which is a restaurant I recommend any of you go to if you ever find yourself in Pompano Beach. Mm-hmm. Loved it. That's the one that Shelley's go.
That you were telling me about.
Yeah.
And it's called the Sea Watch?
Yes. It's on A1A in Pompano Beach.
Or the Sea Watch, me baby.
Rustic. I went on the day Goose got married. Because I had taken her mother there for lunch on the day we got married, I took Michelle. Goose and... No, not Goose. She was too busy.
Is this in Fort Lauderdale?
I took Roz.
Yeah.
Pompano Beach.
Oh, Pompano.
I took Roz and our good buddies, Fun Size Jane.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Alan!
Right?
Alan!
We were kind enough to drive down for it. It was like the second time I was there, we were drinking wine, and we're getting up ready to leave, and of course we finished the wine, and on the table behind me, the couple had already gotten up and paid to leave, but there was a half a carafe of wine sitting there.
Oh no, you did not. You didn't.
Greg,
you didn't.
No.
I would...
People are starving to get drunk in Europe. I'm not going to let that wine get wasted.
Among other things, I'd worry about what disease they might have. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I would have never had this trench mouth if I had just...
Right.
Lord.
Okay, some other facts about wine. 9% of the people in the survey said wine gives them the worst hangovers. I can understand that. Because it leaves you very dehydrated. Well,
dry. You got to drink some water.
42% of Americans think a $10 bottle of wine qualifies as a nice bottle. 24% think you're really splurging if you spend over 15, just like Rich was saying.
$18.
And does wine ever make you emotional? According to the survey, 3% of us cry whenever we drink wine. And I can explain the science behind that if you'd like to hear it. Oh. And not yawn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Stop. No, they teach you when they try to teach you, when you end up in rehab and they try to teach you the insanity of your behavior. Mm-hmm. You see, you do understand that alcohol is a depressant. It's a drug. It's a depressant. So all of you who have been getting into trouble with booze because you were trying to cope with the situation, you only make it worse. It's like, why pour depressant into a system that's already depressed? It's insane.
I know, but people do it.
Yeah. All the time. I just try to pass the stuff. I'm sharing my educational experience.
And we appreciate it.
Yes. All right, here's that question that can determine how likely it is your relationship will end in the next 5 years. The website Quartz.
Quartz?
Not as in pints and gallons and quarts, but as in Quartz, the mineral. Put together an online quiz that uses data from more than 2,600 couples to figure out your chances of breaking up in 5 years. You only have to enter 4 pieces of information: how long you've been together, whether or not you're married, how you'd rate your relationship from excellent to very poor, and whether you make over $75,000 a year or under.
What? Okay.
So, Helen... if you've been in a 3-year relationship, you're not married, your relationship is good, and you make less than $75,000, there's a 1 in 5 chance you'll be single within a year and a 55% chance in 5. If you've been married for over 15 years, your relationship is good, and you make more than $75,000, there's only a 1% chance you'll break up within the next 12 months and only a 5% chance that things will end in 5 years.
I don't like this.
All right, you ready for the latest Hendon Trares, Trendon Harris?
Okay.
The hottest trend in hair right now is letting your grays show.
I haven't seen
this. Is this for men? Because I have my friend Melissa, a handful of years ago, she would dye her hair red and it'd be this bright.
Emily, one of the great sexist truisms is that gray hair makes men look extinguished, and gray hair makes women look old. It's just the way it is.
Oh, Melissa went natural and let her grays come through, and she looks just lovely.
Girls always evaluate girls like that.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
That look.
There's a there's an Instagram account promoting the gray hair movement called Grombre. G-R-O-M-B-R-E. So if you want some gray hair inspiration, you can check that out. That's it. That's the stupid news for today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You made a
I'm going to be leaving early today.
Oh, really?
I didn't know if I mentioned that, but I have a dentist appointment at 7:50.
Goodbye.
It is morning maroon time in just a moment, and Rich will update the forecast in a few seconds. At 8:31, if you have contemplated LASIK, it doesn't cost. First step, you got to take it, if you're even thinking about it, is to see the refractive surgery counselor. At Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, there is no charge for that. Just make the appointment at 271-3804. They will determine whether or not LASIK is an option to restore your vision. In my case, they tested me, and my vision issue cannot be fixed with LASIK. I was bummed. I really was looking forward. On the other hand, Joey had LASIK done, and he loves it. And boy, as with advances in technology and the expertise of Dr. Swan and Shin, the recovery time is down to just about nothing. It's amazing. So life without glasses, contact lenses, and all the annoyance that goes with it, it could be yours, and at a very reasonable price. Just call 271-3804, see the refractive surgery counselor. If you do choose to finance, they have care credit for qualified customers. And Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best in the world, right here in Montgomery, full-time. That's 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, go to onlinemep.com. Now, with the forecast at 8:33, here's Rich.
It's a little brisk out there this morning. We had a high of 79 yesterday. The cold front that brought the rain overnight and this morning has lowered the temperature a bit, and the winds have picked up out of the northwest at 15, adding a little bite to the air. Some morning clouds this morning, then gradually we give way to a partly sunny day with a high around 64. Today is the best day of the week weather-wise because things get very active and very wet after this. Cloudy tonight, could be a shower late tonight, low 48. Tomorrow, a breezy day, a chilly day, periods of rain, high 54. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're into the warmer air, but that means also scattered showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy rainfall in spots with the high 73 on Wednesday, 77 on Thursday. A couple of stronger storms perhaps on Friday. We'll tease 80 degrees on Friday. And by the way, you've probably heard North Alabama should see some ridiculous rainfall totals this week. From North Mississippi to North Alabama, North Georgia, totals like could be 9, 10, 11 inches of rain.
Wow.
While we may see anywhere from 2 to 5, depending on where you live. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy, 51, 834.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we wrap up our traffic for a Monday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing everything rolling really smooth this morning. We don't have any troubles on the interstates. They're running at a speed limit ride. No delays on the boulevard other than at the traffic lights. And if you're coming in on the 31s, it's really smooth coming in from Wetumpka, also up from Troy, as well as the other 31s as you head into town. Let's be careful this morning, and we will see you this afternoon. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 8:35. Coming up next, our morning maroon nominees for this Monday. And first, your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was a murder suspect shot and killed himself Sunday afternoon. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection to the shooting death of his ex-wife in Sampson. Deputies pulled him over on I-65 and say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Montgomery police say a woman has life-threatening injuries after being burned Saturday. This incident happened on Delrata Place. Police say a man was also injured and will be taken into custody after his release from the hospital. And one person has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash Sunday. Montgomery police say this happened at the intersection of Eastern Boulevard and Buckboard Road. Police have not said what caused the crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, oh, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I'm the office manager of a business with a hectic computer network. I'm not a computer person, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to.
Ask us about our free network assessment. Bachelor Technologies. We are BT.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's our holiday in February, and not just for the sales. The presidents affect me every day. Listen to my tale. I was washing tons of clothes. Water's leaking on the floor. Jefferson is home too late. He's out with the girl next door. Ike Carter sneaking in the back, past the bushes in the haze. I'd feel more better if I'd tailor. She had to go away. It's a Harding being tough. It will pierce my heart to say. Makes me mad. Wilson's tapped the Bracken leg. Eyes an hour before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late. He said my Tyler had a flat. A nail poked it in the side. You think you can't get home? Buchanan, I'll tell you why. I know the jack's in the trunk, right behind the spare. Garfield around there in the dark. I'm sure you'll find it there. Harrison, you're late again. Don't make your mama cry. Arthur, things that you're not telling us. Give it the Coolidge try. Eisenhower before bedtime. And I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford. If Jefferson is late.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
melt. Melt. Like the way my dip, reach, manly voice made women melt.
What a bunch of crap.
Well, melt is the word today, and try one at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Now, jot it down, because a lot can happen between now and 3 and 6 this afternoon. You might forget it. Melt is the word. At some point, I'll ask for caller 9 at 272-9228. And if you're that caller with the word melt, you'll be good to go. Oh, man. I don't need to be reading that. The Nana's Famous Chicken Salad on warm naan bread. That's that special bread that it's soft and it's has a nice, mild taste to it, but it holds the gooey things together. Crisp applewood smoked bacon, vine-ripened tomatoes, melty Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese.
Getting me hungry.
The chicken salad. Melt.
It's enough out of you.
Yeah. Mm. So melt's the word, and that's the last time I'm going to announce it. So
let's put that piece of paper in a safe place.
I'm giving it to you. You're now in charge of...
Why don't you just put it in the file cabinet behind you?
That would be too easy. But... I'll do it, just to show you. I listened to you. Holy crap.
Hey, there's cookies.
Oh, my
No, there's not.
Gosh.
There are no cookies.
That peanut brittle's from Christmas.
Oh, that,
Better with you.
Sorry.
Oh, there's...
That's what I meant.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can't eat this because it's too cute.
Oh, I was going to be like, I can easily knock that out. No problem.
Whatever.
I'd like to get more.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she made those, but I couldn't impose for more delicious cookies. 8:43 is the time. Let's bring in former Secretary of State and general all-around, I can't say that word on the morning show, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
He's coming. Trudy is next. Jeez, everybody's so impatient today. Take a chill pill. It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominees. As we celebrate the dumbest of the dumb. And we're going to start a little audio clip here. And this is kind of a nice one. It's just worth replaying again in a way. A guy in Kentucky asked his wife,
"Oh yeah,
what would you like for Valentine's Day?" And she didn't ask for a birdhouse. She didn't ask for anything. She said, "I'd like some tulips." But that's not what he heard, so he got her something else.
The first thing, I didn't know how to react. It was like, oh, really? Of course, I just had my first cup of coffee, and then it dawned on me that I didn't think he was really paying attention when he said, "Yes, I heard you."
Well, the first thing popped in my mind was, I thought you said turnips. No, I said tulips, and I was like, but when we was going to bed, I misunderstood you, and yeah, I really did a boo-boo on that one. We're going to let her cook them. Okay. I went out and got the tulips and the balloon to make it up for what I did to boo-boo.
Yeah, everything's fine now. He tried really hard, so everything's good to go.
I just think
yes, I bought the bucket to put the turnips in. I thought I did good.
They cooked the tulips, too.
I think it's sweet. I don't think he should be a maroon. Poor guy was just trying to make his wife feel happy and loved and listened to and appreciated. And he misheard.
Let me just say this, because I'm the married guy. If I thought I heard Mrs. Rutabaga say, "Honey, would you get me turnips for Valentine's Day.
You would have questioned it.
I would have stopped and said, I don't think that's what you meant to say. Did you say turnips? To give her a chance to correct.
Right.
To give her a chance to correct.
So the stupid part comes in is when you hear her say that.
No question.
And then you don't say, that doesn't make any
sense. Well, let's use our context clues here. They sound like they're from the South. They have Southern accents. Mm-hmm. So maybe they have a farm, or maybe they were, you know, they visit the farmer's market for fresh produce and vegetables to cook and such. He says they were going to bed when she mentioned it. Mm-hmm. So he was tired. Probably worked all day. He was tired and mm-hmm. dozing off and
she
heard her say.
Could have been a defense attorney.
Just
sidebar.
He tried, bless his heart, and he should get some credit for that. I don't think he should be a maroon, no.
Well, okay. Don't vote on them. What do you got now?
Next is a 34-year-old guy named Timothy Howe in Troy, Missouri.
And Howe.
And he is putting the...
Oi!
In Troy. He's a big fan of the local DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Over the last few months, he's been repeatedly buying pizza for the employees, driving through their parking lot all the time, following the employees on social media, and going in to ask for a bunch of random forms over and over and over.
That's a little weird.
But the employees felt like he had crossed the line when he gave one of them some cash for a manicure or pedicure. They told him to stay away, and it escalated. He got his hands on an employee's cell phone number, started texting her, and even drove past her while she was filling up at the gas station. So he's been arrested for first-degree stalking and first-degree harassment. And with that...
Who of us have not been obsessed with the DMV employees?
Well, I've been in them long enough to make friends, tell a lot of my lame-ass stories, etc.
Yeah.
And then we have our final nominee.
I had to renew my license this month.
I had to get a new one, too, because my name changed.
That's right. That's right. Name change.
Horrible picture. Absolutely horrible.
I've had better luck with my pictures in Alabama than I did in Florida.
I've always had generally okay pictures, but...
I didn't mean my license. I meant my tag.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, I meant my tag.
You
and I have B's for last names, so it's February.
Somehow, I got renewal tags for my car and Shauna's car. Roz didn't come, so I looked it up online, and it still registered the old address. How the hell did that happen? I renewed it last year.
Huh.
Nobody said nothing. So you can't do it online. I got to go down.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I did mine online.
The one off the way down by the old Montgomery Mall, that one is...
Yeah. McGee Road is like a secret one that nobody knows about, right?
And then finally, we have another doorbell looker. Licker.
A licker?
Yeah.
Got it.
Strange crime in Salinas, California, where a family's Ring camera caught a man walking up, close up, and going...
why?
A family in Lake Worth, Florida, had the same thing happen on their Ring camera recently.
What is it with...
Doorbell lickers? I have no idea.
Sure there's probably some psychological condition where you... I can't finish the way I was going to say that.
God almighty. Well...
Well, you
Who's
know,
the dumbest of the dumb
first here? Of all, that person is sick.
Doorbell lickers are dumb.
I'm going to go with this DMV guy.
But the DMV is a little
obsession.
Weird.
It's just really weird.
Yeah.
Why did he pick the DMV? Why did he become obsessed with those people?
We'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
All righty. Cranky's on the line.
What's up?
Hey, who would have ever thought that the doorbells would have been the gateway to windows? But earlier today, I'm sorry, you were talking about it, you know, and
I don't think he hung up. I think the phone.
That was a connection, yeah.
That was an issue.
Probably went through the tunnel.
We didn't touch anything. So, I went to Infusion Saturday morning to see the ever so lovely and awesome Lori and Nurse Natalie, and I got myself the amino acid IV. That's the one that helps you lose weight.
Gotcha, that's
it
right.
It boosts your metabolism, and it's all natural.
I had the Myers cocktail the other day.
Whether you're looking to replenish your system, if you've been going at a little bit too hard, you're fatigued, they've got energy boosters, Thing is, they're all natural, and with IV vitamin therapy and infusion, all of it, every single bit of it goes into your bloodstream, and you get that nice glutathione. That's the master antioxidant. You get that at the very end.
Yes, sir.
And I walked out of there, man, feeling like clarified. It was great. What I'm doing helps with weight loss. When we were going through the worst of the situation with Goose, I tried the de-stressor, and that was good. I wanted that before I went to Florida so I wouldn't go down there all wound up. These things work. And when you take pills or vitamins, I'm not discouraging that, but your digestive system absorbs a rather small amount of those things. So if you want it to all get in and really work, in 20 minutes you can sit there and have it flow into your blood and walk out feeling like a different person. Other features offered at Infusion include cryotherapy. I'm doing that this week as well. It's so rejuvenating. You're in the tank for 3 minutes at a super cold temperature, but it jumpstarts your circulatory system. And I'll just say this. Anytime your circulatory system benefits from a boost, it helps you everywhere. Everywhere where good circulation is important, the cryo chamber can make a difference. CryoSkin 3.0, this is a new technology where they use a wand. There's no pain or discomfort in this whatsoever. And they go over an area where you'd like to do anything from reduce your waistline to get rid of cellulite or work on parts of your body where you have some excess fat that just you can't get rid of it no matter what you do. Exercise. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori at Infusion at 296-1662 and schedule a consultation. It is such, it's an effective and far, far less expensive option to cosmetic surgeries or liposuction and those kinds of things. Well worth your time to look into it at Infusion, right across from the Baptist Room, East Emergency Room entrance. And you can reach them at 296-1662 or online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Please tell Ryan and Lori or any of the staff there you heard about them here.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Now when you bundle with internet, get a phone line for only $9.99 a month. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper, like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And don't forget, Adams Drug still looking to hire some great personnel. If you have a student or you yourself would like to rejoin the workforce and for us and work for some great folks. The Adams Drugs location at Carmichael and Perry Hill. Their HR director is there. The applications are there. Jim Smith. Just ask for one and fill it out. You might even be able to speak to the HR director. And they have 12 locations all over. Of course, there is one mandatory requirement. You got to be nice because that's how everybody is at Adams Drugs. AdamsDrugs.net. We're going to wrap up our President's Day Spectacular with another guy. In addition to the John Madden Valentine's Day, Frank Caliendo has done this brilliant segment on President Bush without being all mean and ugly.
I think it's great we have a president who seems like he's always looking directly into the sun. Do me a favor and hand me a pair of sunglasses. Somebody get me a visor. Sir, you mean advisor, no advisor. What are you, stupid? And he's the only person I've ever seen do this when he talks. Seen turkeys do that. I'm always, when I'm watching, I'm always waiting for him to go gobble gobble. What I truly love is when he gets something right, because when our president gets something right, he is the happiest man on earth. He gets that little smile on his face, that I can't believe that came out correctly smile. It's like a fan is blowing on him 200 or 300 miles an hour. He's not getting rid of world hunger. He's just getting all the way through the sentence and he's content, right? Be like, and that's why the United States will lead us all to peace.